Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A grand jury has handed down state charges against Van Spelter, the man accused in the deadly attack that killed Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband and injured Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Spelter now faces 8 state charges, including 2 counts of first-degree premeditated murder and 4 counts of attempted first-degree murder. One of those attempted charges stems from Spelter allegedly going to the home of Representative Kristen Bonner, but she wasn't there. He's also charged with felony animal cruelty for killing of the Hortman's dog, Gilbert. If convicted on state charges, Spelter could spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. The head of the Minnesota Farmers Union says federal funding cuts to the SNAP food program will impact thousands of families across the state. President Gary Werdish.
We have people in the rural communities to talk to various food banks. They can't keep their shelves filled. You know, the demand is tremendous. And it's not because these people aren't working. A lot of these people are working and just not generating enough income.
Minnesotans made nearly 9 million visits to food shelves in 2024, setting a new record for the 4th year in a row. That's 1.4 million more visits than in 2023 and 2.5 times more than before the pandemic in 2019. A Duluth man will spend 7 years in prison for selling drugs that led to a deadly overdose. 44-year-old Derek Weatherly was sentenced Thursday for third-degree murder in the death of Christopher Save. Weatherly pleaded guilty back in June. Save's body was found in Duluth on August 31st of 2022. An autopsy confirmed he died from fentanyl toxicity. Investigators say Weatherly sold the drugs to Save the day before he died. His request for a lighter sentence was denied. In other headlines, Minnesotans can make their voices heard about agricultural issues important to them ahead of next year's legislative session. Department of Ag Deputy Commissioner Andrea Vobel says they want to hear from all Minnesotans all over the state.
We just love to hear if there's any investment gaps that they're encountering, if there's any issues or programs that we have, that there's some policy changes they would be interested in. It gives us a really good idea of what we as an agency need to be thinking about, both short-term and long-term.
The MDA is hosting 2 virtual public input sessions where people can share their ideas directly on September 3rd and 4th. The Minnesota Department of Commerce is condemning the federal EPA's attempt to terminate the $62 million Solar for All grant awarded to the state. The Commerce Department says the move by the EPA would strip Minnesotans of the opportunity to save money on their energy bills and would cost the state clean energy jobs. This is MNN.